This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba assures of holding upcoming local elections in a fair and fearless manner. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi visiting Nepal on 25th of March. District Administration Office Morang issues prohibitory order in Letang and Ukraine rejects Russian demand to surrender port city. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba has said that everyone's support is needed to hold the local level election on the 13th of May in a fair and fearless environment, laying the foundation stone of the administrative building of Morang's Sundar Haricha municipality, Ward No. 7 today. Prime Minister Deuba said that the government is committed to holding the upcoming local level elections in a fair and fearless environment on time. The Prime Minister said that the date of the election would not be changed under any circumstances and added that the government is providing full support to the Election Commission. Likewise, Prime Minister Deuba stressed on the need for the local level to work in line with the sentiments of the people. State Councillor and Minister of Foreign Affairs of the People's Republic of China, Wang Yi, is visiting Nepal from the 25th to 27th of March at the invitation of Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Naren Khadka. During his visit, Wang will pay courtesy calls on the President and the Prime Minister of Nepal. Likewise, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Khadka, and his Chinese counterpart, Wang, will hold bilateral talks leading their respective delegations on the 26th of March. Similarly, Wang will also meet with former Prime Minister and Chairman of CPNUML KP Sarma Oli and Chairman of CPN Mao Center Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda during his visit. The District Administration Office Morang has issued a restraining order in order to bring the situation under control in Letang. A restraining order has been issued from 7 a.m. today until further notice. According to Chief District Officer of Morang, Kasiraj Dahal, the order has been imposed on Gangichok and Kamalpur areas of Wards 3 and 4, all areas of Ward No. 5, Ward Office area of Ward No. 6 in the north, Morang area River area in the east and Chisang River area in the west of Letang municipality. Tensions have risen in the area following a clash between local and police taking over the incident of a teacher charged of abusing students. In the clash that took place at Khorwa in Letang 5 on Sunday evening, police constable Urmila Srista was killed after being attacked by the unruly locals. The 12th Memorial Day of former Prime Minister Girija Prasad Koirala is being celebrated today. Late Koirala, who played an important role in ending the armed conflict conducted by the CPN Maoists in Nepal and played a leading role in the movement of 1062 Bikram Sambat. Koirala passed away on 7th of Chaitra in 1066 Bikram Sambat. The 57th International Caste-Based Discrimination Elimination Day is being observed in Nepal as well as today amid various programs. On the occasion, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba has expressed respect towards all the right activists for the struggle against caste-based discrimination. He said caste-based discrimination is the evil of the human society and no one should be discriminated on the basis of caste. The meeting of the Politburo of the CPNUML is underway at Karki Banquet in Babar Mahal. The 99 members Politburo meeting will focus on preparations of upcoming local level election, setting criteria for candidates and other issues. UML has stated that the Central Committee meeting will be held on 23rd to 24th of March and the Standing Committee meeting will be held on 27th of March. The World Poetry Day is being celebrated today by organizing various literary programs. On the occasion of the day, a special poet symposium is being organized by the Department of Literature, Poetry of Nepal Academy. In 1999, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, declared 21st of March as the World Poetry Day. The first poem is believed to have been composed in Babylon 4,000 years ago. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Ukraine has rejected a Russian ultimatum offering people in the besieged city of Mariupol safe passage out of the port if they surrender. Under Russia's proposal, civilians would be allowed to leave if the city's defenders laid down arms. But Ukraine has refused, saying there was no question of it surrendering the strategic port city. Around 300,000 people are believed to be trapped there with supplies running out and aid blocked from entering. Residents have endured weeks of Russian bombardment with no power or running water. After 2 hours, Russian forces say they would then have allowed humanitarian convoys with food, medicine and other supplies to enter the city safely once the demining of the roads was complete. At least 6 people have been killed after a car drove into a crowd of carnival in southern Belgium. The incident happened in the small town of Strepy, Brakelingers, about 30 miles south of the capital Brussels. The car drove at high speed into dozens of people who were preparing to take part in a traditional parade on Sunday morning. Around 40 people were injured and several are in a serious condition, the town's mayor said. The exact circumstances of the attack are being investigated, but police said a terror attack had been ruled out. Turkey has said Russia and Ukraine made progress on their negotiations to halt the war and the two sides were close to an agreement. Russian forces invaded Ukraine on 24th of February, with President Vladimir Putin calling his country's actions a special operation meant to demilitarize Ukraine and purge it of what he sees as dangerous nationalists. Ukraine and the West say Putin launched an aggressive war of choice. Of course, it is not an easy thing to come to terms with while the war is going on, while civilians are killed, but we like to say that momentum is still gained, foreign minister said in live comments from the southern Turkish province on Sunday. Likewise, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has repeatedly appealed for peace, urging Russia to accept meaningful talks for an end to the invasion. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva assures of holding the upcoming local elections in a fair and fearless manner. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi visiting Nepal on 25th of March. District Administration Office Morang issues prohibitory order in Letang and Ukraine rejects Russian demand to surrender port city. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinedatanepal.gp.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.